Armageddon Box Upgrade Paths, Space Marines vs. Orcs to 1000 points. Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The Armageddon Launch Box does not give either side a full 1000-point army by itself. Using the June 17, 2026 Munitorum Field Manual, the Space Marine half is about 670 points before paid options, while the Orc half is about 620 points before paid options. The cleanest Space Marine route is Gladiator Lancer plus Scouts plus Impulsor plus a 25-point enhancement for a balanced 1000. The cleanest Orc route is Def Dread plus Truck plus Knobs plus Stormboys plus Press It Fasta, for an exact 1000. The fastest marine route is Ballistus plus Gladiator plus a 20-point enhancement. The fastest spectacle Orc route is Gozkull plus Meganobs, but that lands at 945 before detachment fill and is more cinematic than beginner balanced. Here's the problem with the Armageddon box, it looks like a complete war. 60-ish models, 2 loud armies, cards, books, mission gear, the whole launch table thunderclap. Then a new player asks the only practical question that matters after assembly. What do I buy next to play 1000 points without wasting money? That question is trickier than it should be because 11th edition launched with new mission incentives, detachment points, paid superior weapons, step pricing and a points file that is already the real buying surface. A cool kit can still be the wrong next kit. A giant centerpiece can still leave you unable to score. A perfect 1000-point list today can become 985 or 1020 after the next balance pass. So this guide is not a shelf flex, it is a ledger. I pulled the launch contents from Games Workshop's Armageddon unboxings, checked the current interactive Munitorum field manual and built the upgrade routes around battlefield jobs, anti-tank delivery, scoring, counterpunch, and spectacle. The numbers are date stamp. The advice is roll first. The voice is mine, which means I am going to admire the shiny thing and then ask whether it actually wins a mission. Cruel, I know, necessary also yes. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is actually in the Armageddon box? Warhammer 40,000, Armageddon is the 11th edition launch box. Games Workshop's May 1, 2026 reveal lists 23 Space Marines and 38 Orcs, plus the core rules booklet, the Operation Imperator lorebook, the Chapter Approved 2026-27 mission deck, the Dominatus narrative deck, datasheet cards and transfers. It is a two-player launch package, not a one-box 1000-point match play army. The Space Marine half contains a captain with relic shield, librarian chaplain with jump pack, ancient 10 intercessors, 5 Vanguard veterans with jump packs, 3 eradicators with heavy bolters and a land speeder. The Orc half contains a Warboss, Big Boss, Bannerknob, Painboy, Weirdboy, 20 Boys, a Gretchen unit and the Big Mech Dakarig. That mix is flavorful, aggressive and useful, but it is uneven by design. Marines get elite characters, infantry jump pressure, a light skimmer and close anti-armor. Orcs get a bigger board presence, a character cluster and one chunky mechanical centerpiece. Neither side gets the full set of tools a 1000-point mission game wants. Do not buy blind from marketplace listings, use only direct, exact product buy links as a checkout path, not as an excuse to stop reading the listing. Verify the exact product title, photo, seller, delivery date, and return policy. Launch box listings can drift into old starter boxes, single sprues, or collector premiums. How many points are the Space Marines and Orcs in the box? Using the June 17, 2026 Munitorum Field Manual, the Space Marine launch half adds to 670 points before paid superior weapons and optional enhancements. Ancient 40, Captain 80, Chaplain with Jump Pack 75, Eradicator Squad with Heavy Bolters 70, Intercessor Squad of 10 at 150, Land Speeder 95, Librarian 60, and Vanguard Veterans with Jump Packs 100. The Orc launch half adds to 620 points before paid options. Bannerknob 50, Big Boss 55, Big Mech Dakarig 100, Boys of 20 at 150, Gretchen Unit at 45, Painboy 80, Warboss 75, and Weirdboy 65. That means the Marine player needs roughly 330 points of additional list, while the Orc player needs roughly 380. Do not treat those gaps as shopping carts by themselves. Treat them as missing jobs. Marines need longer-range armor cracking and mission pieces. Orcs need delivery, a harder midboard punch, and a way to score without feeding every unit into the grinder. The date matters. All point totals in this guide use the June 17, 2026 MFM. Recheck the Warhammer 40,000 app or MFM before buying a final kit, printing a roster, or submitting an event list. The best Space Marine path to 1000 points. My recommended Marine route is the balanced combined arms path. Armageddon launch half 670 plus Gladiator Lancer 160 plus Scout Squad 65 plus Impulsor 80 plus a 25-point enhancement equals 1000. Why this route? Because it patches actual weaknesses. The Gladiator Lancer gives the Marine half the long-range anti-tank threat the launch contents do not quite provide. Scouts add cheap mission texture, screening actions, board corners, and expendable presence. The Impulsor gives your infantry a delivery tool and changes how the opponent has to respect the midboard. The enhancement fills the remaining 25 points without forcing a random extra unit. This path is not the fewest boxes. It is the cleanest learning army. You get shooting reach, transport play, a cheap scoring piece, and still keep the launch box identity intact. For a new 11th edition player, that matters more than squeezing the purchase count down by one. First, add Gladiator Lancer. It gives the army a serious long-range answer to armor and monsters. Then add Scouts. They make 11th edition missions easier to play because they can take small jobs off your expensive units. Then add an Impulsor. A transport changes threat geometry and teaches delivery, disembark timing, and objective pressure. Fill with a 25-point enhancement. Pick the one that matches the detachment you are actually playing. Dax verdict: this is the route I would hand to a new Marine player who wants to become competent fast. It is not the flashiest. It is the one that teaches the most useful habits. Fastest Space Marine path: if you want fewer kits, if the goal is the fewest additional boxes, the Marine shortcut is Armageddon Launch Half 670, plus Ballistus Dreadnought 150, plus Gladiator Lancer 160, plus a 20-point enhancement equals 1000. This is a strong, clean, very obvious upgrade path. It turns the Marine half into an armor-supported force with serious shooting. It also feels good on a hobby desk because a Dreadnought and a tank look like a real escalation from the launch contents. If you and your opponent want the simplest two-kit add-on, this is the easy answer. The drawback is educational. This path does less to teach mission play than the Scout plus Impulsor version. You can win games with it, absolutely. But you may also discover that your expensive threats are doing all the glamorous work while the army still feels a little clumsy on actions, corners, and small trades. When to pick the shortcut, choose Ballistus plus Gladiator if you mostly play casual garage games, want two obvious boxes, and expect opponents to bring monsters, walkers, or vehicles early. The best orc path to 1000 points: my recommended orc route is Armageddon Launch Half 620 plus Def Dread 110 plus Truck 65 Knobs 105 plus Stormboys 65 plus Press It Fasta. 35 equals 1000 when played from a compatible Dread mob frame. This route is beautifully orky because it does four useful things at once. The Def Dread adds a hard mechanical threat that makes the opponent respect the center. The Truck gives your punch unit a delivery plan. Knobs create a credible brawling package that can actually punish a contested area. Stormboys give you the mobile scoring and harassment the launch half otherwise lacks. The key is the Truck. New orc players often buy more fighting models and then wonder why everything arrives late, shot, or standing in the wrong ruin. Delivery is not glamorous until the first time your knobs reach the place where the mission is actually happening. Then it becomes religion. Start with a Truck. It is the boring-looking purchase that makes the fun purchases work. Add Knobs, give the army a punch unit that can trade up and scare an objective. Add a Def Dread. It supports the mechanical theme and gives the opponent a real midboard problem. Add Stormboys. They let the army score, threaten corners, and do jobs the boys should not be wasting time on. The best orc upgrade is not always the biggest orc. Gozkull is cooler. The Truck is more likely to make your second and third games feel like actual Warhammer. Gozkull Spectacle Path: the fastest grail-feeling orc route is Armageddon Launch Half 620 plus Gozkull Thraka 235 plus Meganobs 90 equals 945 before detachment fill. Depending on detachment, legal enhancements, and paid options, you can close the gap, but I would not sell this as the cleanest beginner-balanced 1000. I would sell it as what it is: glorious. Goz turns the army into an event. He gives the orc half a narrative center of gravity, especially because Armageddon lore is already built around Gozkull's shadow. Pairing him with Meganobs gives the force a brutal centerpiece that feels like the box art finally stepped off the cardboard. The issue is opportunity cost. Goz plus Meganobs spends a lot of your upgrade budget on a single gravitational object. If your local games are casual, story-heavy, and excited by spectacle, excellent. If your goal is to learn 11th edition missions cleanly, buy the Truck, Knobs, Stormboys, and Def Dread route first. Then bring the profit when the army already has legs. Do not call 945 a finished 1000. This path is deliberately labeled 945 plus because the final fill depends on the detachment and legal enhancement choices you make in the current app. Which upgrade route should each player choose? If two people split the box, do not force both players into the same style of upgrade. The Marine side becomes a better teaching army when it adds range and mission pieces. The Orc side becomes a better teaching army when it adds delivery and fast scoring. The Marine player should choose the balanced route if they want a flexible army that learns 11th edition properly. Choose the two-kit armor route if the budget is tight, the meta has lots of big targets, or you simply want the fewest buying decisions. The Orc player should choose the Truck, Knob, Stormboys, Def, Dread route if they want the most useful 1000-point experience. Choose the gauze route if the table is narrative first and everyone understands the army may be spectacular before it is smooth. My practical splitbox recommendation is, Marine player buys Gladiator, Scouts and Impulsor. Orc player buys Truck, Knobs, Stormboys and Def Dread. That gives both armies better mission shape instead of turning the first 1,000-point game into tank line versus boss parade. The Ferris splitbox escalation escalate both armies by role at the same time. If Marines buy long-range guns while Orcs buy only more walkers, the first 1,000-point games can feel skewed before either player learns why. What battlefield roles are missing from Armageddon? The launch box is not weak. It is incomplete in predictable ways. At 1,000 points, you need units that can solve jobs while the rest of the army fights. Anti-tank matters because the first opponent who brings a dreadnought, tank, monster or heavy transport will ask whether your army has real reach. Marines answer that with Gladiator or Ballistus. Orcs answer it more messily with Def Dread pressure, tankbusters or sheer weight from the right threats. Delivery matters because melee units do not score by dreaming angrily from deployment. Marines can use the Impulsor to create timing and protection. Orcs need a truck sooner than their pride wants to admit. Scoring matters because 11th edition missions make actions, terrain areas and asymmetric goals central. Scouts, Infiltrators, Gretchen, Stormboys and other cheaper fast pieces create options your premium threats should not be wasting themselves on. Counterpunch matters because someone will enter the middle and ask what you can do about it. Knobs, Meganobs, Terminators and Dreadnoughts make that answer expensive. Spectacle matters last, not because it is unimportant but because the best centerpiece is better when the army around it already knows how to play the mission. The no regret buy order, the safest buy order is boring for exactly one step, then it becomes fun. First, play the box at its natural size. Use the actual launch forces. Learn how 11th edition handles terrain areas, hidden, cover, charges, and compact coherency. You will learn more from two imperfect games than from a week of imaginary shopping carts. Second, patch the largest missing role. For Marines, that usually means a Gladiator Lancer first. For Orcs, that usually means a truck or the Truck Plus Knobs package. If your table hates vehicles or plays very dense boards, adjust but start from the roll, not the model crush. Third, add scoring pieces. This is where newer players underbuy because scoring units do not photograph like centerpieces. Then once the army can score, add the big thing you actually love. That could be gauze, a redemptor, extra transports, another dread, or the kit that made you hover over the buy button at midnight. What should you avoid buying first? Avoid any purchase that creates a second version of a role you already have while leaving a core role empty. Extra elite characters are the classic trap. They feel meaningful in the checkout cart, then spend the game competing for the same bodyguards and the same job. Avoid buying a giant centerpiece before you can deliver or score. A centerpiece is not bad. Gauze is not bad. Redemptors are not bad. The mistake is using a centerpiece to hide the fact that the army still has no cheap action unit, no transport timing, or no answer to armor. Avoid buying based on old 10th edition instincts. 11th changes missions, terrain, hidden charges and some points logic. A unit that was an automatic reflex last edition may still be good, but the reason has to survive the new mission structure, and avoid exact list arrogance. If a forum post gives you a 1,000-point route without a date, the list is half information. Points move, paid options matter, enhancements depend on detachments. Treat this guide the same way, use the logic forever, use the numbers after checking the current app. Dax shelf test before buying a kit. Finish this sentence. This model helps me score or deny points by. If the sentence becomes a lore monologue, buy it later. How to make the first 1,000-point games more fun, use the routes above, but do not turn your first 1,000-point game into an exam. The goal is to learn why the army works. Play one mission twice, swapping only the first turn player or terrain side. Keep the same detachments. Put the mission goals in the open. Mark which units are supposed to score, which units are supposed to kill, and which units are allowed to die cheaply. That last category is important. A good 1,000-point list has units you can spend without feeling like the whole army collapsed. For Marines, practice refusing a mediocre shot if remaining hidden or staged is more valuable. Practice putting scouts somewhere inconvenient and asking the opponent to deal with them. Practice using the Impulsor to create a turn 2 problem rather than a turn 1 accident. For Orcs, practice staging behind terrain instead of sprinting everything into the first available gun. Practice sending Stormboys to jobs that are beneath the dignity of your big hitters. Practice using the truck as a timing tool, not just a box with wheels. The culture lesson is simple. Orcs are funny, but good Orc play is not random. It is pressure with a punchline. Final verdict, which side upgrades better? Space Marines upgrade more cleanly. Their path to 1,000 is obvious, efficient, and easy to tune. Add long-range armor cracking, add a mission unit, add a transport, then fill with an enhancement. If you want the smoother learning army, Marines win. Orcs upgrade more dramatically. Their best route asks for more boxes, but each purchase changes the table in a visible way. The truck makes the army arrive, Knobs make the arrival hurt, Stormboys make the mission breathe, and the Def Dread makes the center less comfortable for everyone else. If you want the side that becomes more alive with each add-on, Orcs win. The best overall answer is not factional, it is structural. Build each half toward the job it is missing. Marines need reach and utility. Orcs need delivery and mission speed. Do that and the Armageddon box becomes what a good launch box should be, not the end of the purchase path but the beginning of a table that teaches you why the war matters. Final verdict. Verdict: Space Marines have the cleaner and more efficient upgrade path, but Orcs have the more flavorful transformation. For Marines, buy Gladiator plus Scouts plus Impulsor if you want the best learning army, or Ballistas plus Gladiator if you want the fastest two-kit route. For Orcs, buy Truck plus Knobs plus Stormboys plus Def Dread for the best mission-ready 1000, then add Gauze when the army already has structure. The eternal rule: buy the missing job first, then buy the model that makes you grin. Frequently asked questions. Is the Warhammer 40,000 Armageddon box a full 1,000-point army? Number: using the June 17, 2026 Munitorum Field Manual, the Space Marine half is about 670 points and the Orc half is about 620 points before paid options. Both sides need upgrades to play a clean 1,000-point game. What should Space Marines buy first after Armageddon? For the best balanced route, buy a Gladiator, then Scouts, then an Impulsor. With a 25-point enhancement, that takes the launch half to 1,000 points and adds range, scoring, and delivery. What is the fastest Space Marine route to 1,000 points? Fastest 2-kit route is the 670-point launch half plus Ballistas Dreadnought at 150, Gladiator Lancer at 160, and a 20-point enhancement, for 1,000 points using the June 17, 2026 points. What should Orcs buy first after Armageddon? The most useful Orc first wave is Truck, Knobs, Stormboys, and Def Dread, with the launch half and a 35-point press at Fasta. Enhancement in a compatible Dread mob frame that reaches 1,000 points. Should Orc players buy Gauze Kull first? Buy Gauze first if your table wants narrative spectacle and Armageddon flavor. For smoother beginner play, buy Truck, Knobs, Stormboys, and Def Dread first, then add Gauze once the army has delivery and scoring. Why does the guide avoid vague Amazon links? Games Workshop listings can shift, sell out, or be split by third-party sellers. Puzzlewick now uses direct product links only when the exact listing is verified. Otherwise, we point to official sources or hold the Amazon CTA until the ASIN is confirmed. Always verify the product title and image before buying. Are these lists tournament legal? They are practical upgrade paths built from the current points file, not a substitute for the app, event pack, codex rules, detachment legality, or final list validation. Recheck everything in the Warhammer 40,000 app before an event. Which Armageddon side is easier to upgrade? Space Marines are easier to upgrade cleanly because their missing roles are obvious: long-range anti-tank, cheap utility, and transport timing. Orcs are more dramatic, but they need several smaller role patches to feel smooth. What is the best splitbox escalation plan? Let the Marine player add Gladiator, Scouts, and Impulsor. Let the Orc player add Truck, Knobs, Stormboys, and Def Dread. That gives both sides better mission play rather than only bigger threats. Do I need the Armageddon box to start 11th edition? Number: the Armageddon box is the premium launch bundle and a strong two-player starter, but the core rules are available separately and current armies remain usable. Buy Armageddon if you want its Space Marine and Orc armies, cards, and campaign package. What does 1,000 points teach better than the launch box size? At 1,000 points, armies have enough tools for mission play, transport timing, anti-tank decisions, and scoring trades without becoming as complex as 2,000-point games. It is the best learning size after the launch box games. Can points change after this guide? Yes. Games Workshop uses the app and Munitorum Field Manual as live balance tools. This guide is date-stamped to June 30, 2026 and uses the June 17, 2026 MFM, so recheck before buying or playing.